Hello, Sackley family. Thank you for joining me. This is Master Coordinator Pat Hintz, along with Master Coordinator Superstar Star Trek Commander Jennifer Glacken down in Chicago. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Pat. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of a weekly Dream conference call. And we are really excited because Jennifer and I get to go through a topic with you today that's sort of near and dear to our hearts because we live it every day. We try to teach it every day. And we think it's one of the most important things that, in fact, anybody, whether you're just getting started with us or if you are a seasoned veteran in our business, I think can become familiar with and sort of understand the excitement of, maybe feel the pain of too, but that is the introduction of yourself and your story to others. So, Jen, that is our topic today, and we are charged with talking back and forth and giving our two cents about the importance of creating your own story, being able to, you know, answer that question that somebody may ask you, hey, you know, what do you do, or what takes up most of your time, or whatever it might be, or why are you whistling all the time, why are you so happy, right? and we got to have the ability to answer that question. And so I'm excited about being able to go back and forth with you about how we tell our stories, and more importantly, how we teach others to tell their stories. So you up for it?
I am totally up for it, Pat, and I think this is such an important topic because every single day people are asked, what do you do? And if you're new in this business, you might hesitate and not have any idea what to say, mm-hmm. and that's why it's important to plan and prepare, and everybody does have a story. It's just formulating that, figuring out in your head what you want to share when somebody asks that question.
Yeah, and it's so funny sometimes because this is an area that can really create and stir some unbelievable emotions in people. I read a quote the other day about the network marketing industry, and it said this. It said, you know, this networking thing would be so much easier if I just didn't have to tell anybody what I did. And I was reading that, and I was going, you know what, that is so true, because I always talk about it this way. I always sort of draw the mental picture for people to say, you know, have you ever walked out of a great meeting so fired up that you forgot that, you know, you had your name tag on, and then you stop by the store on the way home, maybe to grab a gallon of milk or some water or something, and to your horror, the clerk behind the counter looks at your badge and says, hey, Jen, or hey, Bob, or hey, Sue, what's with the name tag? Where you been? And, you know, it's this rush of emotion that happens with especially new people, but it's like, oh, my goodness, you know, and it's that blank stare, and it's that quick process that says, is anybody else around here? You know, can anybody else hear me? And, oh, my goodness, what am I going to say? I mean, it is truly, in the minds of a lot of people, an absolute emergency, right? So,
oh, gosh, yeah.
So we like to try to encourage people to say, listen, why not be ready for that? You know, because ultimately, at the end of the day, isn't that what we want? Isn't that what we would love to have everybody ask us to sort of come up to us on the street and say, hey, what are you up to nowadays?
Well, in theory, we'd like that, but when it happens, we're terrified.
And you know what? I think it's because we have a lack of a game plan. So I want to talk to you about what does that look like? And that's one aspect. The other aspect is creating your two-minute story that has a purpose, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's isolate this into sort of your quick story and your short story, okay? Let's identify the quick story here first, that what is sometimes known as the elevator pitch or the 30-second response or, you know, whatever little cliche anybody wants to give it. But I think everybody understands it's that quick thing that comes out when you feel like there's an emergency and somebody's just asked you what to do. Jen, I know that you've got a very dynamic group growing, and people are out there talking about Sackley every day. So why don't I just throw it over to you and say, you know, what does a quick story look like for you and your group, Jen?
Well, the thing about it is it has to be quick. And, Pat, that's like the operative word here, because so often people feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to give my whole dissertation about Sackley. And 20 or 30 minutes later, you know, the person's eyes are glazed over, and they've hurried up and run off the elevator, and you're still in the elevator talking.
Right.
Which could happen, because a 30-second infomercial or the quick story, it has to be quick. And the way I do it, I'm just going to – how about if I just do mine here for you, Pat?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Let's say we're on the elevator and you say to me
– hey, Jen, what's your name badge for? What are you here for?
Well, you know something. I used to be a stay-at-home mom when my husband Dan was laid off from his corporate job, and we were really looking for a way to create income. and I found this exciting group of business people, and that's who I was just with, and I've teamed up with them, and now I'm helping people get healthy and wealthy, and I get paid for it too. Isn't that so cool? What do you do?
Nice job. I mean, listen, there's so many places we could take this. Now, here's the thing. Everybody listening to you and I sits there and goes, oh, that's just Jennifer. She knows how to do it because she's master of the universe, right? So here's the deal. What you just did to me, I've heard you and been with you when you've done that to others.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, gang, I'm telling you, Jennifer and I did not sit here and rehearse and rehearse and rehearse this call. Okay, you could tell because I was surprised she asked me a question. Here's the deal. She knows it because she has memorized it. It is an automatic response. I do virtually the same thing, and it forms around a couple of different things, Jen, and I'll just pick this off of what I just heard you say. And again, I've cheated a little bit here because we've trained together before, but the idea of you just said, I used to be, is a really good statement, and it should be, I used to be, and maybe some of you who are new in the business say, well, I can't say that because I haven't used to be anything, I still am. Okay, well then, either use the term, I used to be, or currently am, what? You know, you said stay-at-home mom, right? So other people might say a teacher or an executive or a doctor or a nurse, whatever it is that you used to be or that you currently are. Go ahead and let that out. That should be a really easy response. And then, but what I was looking for was a way to create what, you know, more time, more freedom, more money, more whatever it might be. And the operative words there are looking for. So if you start your story, your little quick story, you can outline it by saying, I used to be or currently am a blank, right? Mm-hmm. But I was looking for a way to create more time, freedom, money, whatever it might be, okay? And I found, I think you said an exciting group.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, an exciting group of people. I mean, listen, we're all social creatures, so we would like to probably, you know, sounds good to be able to found a group of people that has a common element to it that you've teamed up with, and now you're helping people get, you know, become healthy and you get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that right there, and that literally 25 seconds, that is the perfect scenario. I used to be, I currently am, but I was looking for a way to create, I found an exciting group of people, okay, to team up with, and now I'm helping people get healthy. You know, what do you do? Or, you know, do you know of anybody? I love how you ended that, because what you're really trying to do, Jen, and I think you do it as well as anybody that I've hung around with, certainly, and that is the ability to get into a conversation with someone as opposed to trying to give them a lecture, don't you think?
Absolutely. I'm trying to engage them in a conversation. I want them to ask me more questions. I want to find out about them. I mean, ultimately, I want to form them and find out what shackly need they might have. You know, if you're only on an elevator for a few minutes with someone, that may not all happen, but I'm trying to engage that person.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, just the planting of a seed. And listen, you guys, here's the deal, is that we all recognize that the easiest people to talk to are those that are willing to talk back. Right? I mean, so hopefully there's, you know, I've said this a number of times, but hopefully there's at least two people in every conversation, and you got to allow the other person, right, gang, to be able to put themselves into that conversation. So that little quick story is, boy, it's so critical, and I think there's some elements that we can agree with, Jen, and that is that when you're first starting, when you've got a new person first starting, what would you recommend that they do? I mean, write it down, you know, that, is it that corny? I mean, should they do it that way?
Yes, you want to prepare your story. Everybody has a story. You just have to figure out what parts that you want to share with people, because you don't want to go down the path of, well, and I unscrewed the bottle of the Vitali, and then I poured it into my hand, and then I swallowed it. You know, that's too detailed, and some folks, if they've done the colors training, may be green if they wanted to talk about all those details.
Exactly.
But, you know, you want to get the main elements, and so just like what you told them to do, I used to be or I currently am, and just write that down. What is that? So prepare it. Organize it. You know, your quick story is 30 seconds long, and so it's you can't get into all the details. You need to pull out the big chunks. But it is about writing it down, preparing it, memorizing it so that you're not caught off guard. You don't want to say to the person, well, hang on, let me whip out my piece of paper. You just asked me what do I do, and let me read it to you here.
Right.
You need to memorize it and then practice it. You know, role play with your spouse or significant other or your kids and say, just come up to me out of the blue whenever and just ask me what do I do, because you want it to roll naturally off your tongue. You don't want to sound stilted or stifled and trying to, you know, boom, 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 and read it like it's an outline. It needs to flow so that you can engage that person.
I love that. And I have to tell people all the time, write it down on a 3x5 index card and have it by your phone, because this element, this answer here, is also going to be needed on the telephone. And you have the ability to go ahead and create that. You can have it right there in front of you. You need to memorize it, because you got to be able to take it with you, and you can't take out that 3x5 card, like you said, in front of somebody. But boy, the memorization thing there allows you to be more, and this is a weird thing, the more you memorize it, the more natural you can allow it to look.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of is maybe diametrically opposed to one another, you know, that's the oxymoron thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the more we know and the more we rehearse, the more opportunity we have to make it sound really, you know, that it's natural in its response. So, all right, I love that. And I think if somebody was at least listening and they haven't, pulled their phone out of the wall yet with us, I think we've covered that quick story pretty decently, don't you?
I do, and let me just add one last little nugget.
Yeah.
You know, just everybody, when you're thinking about your story, just remember it's your story. Be genuine. Be true to yourself. Just figure out the parts that are exciting to you about Shackley and just get those little nuggets down, because you're going to need some more of the detail. You might have a whole page of all sorts of notes, and you're going to need some of those details for the second part of the story that we're getting ready to talk about.
That is a great point. And also, I guess I would add to it, don't worry about being perfect. You know, don't worry about, you know, using exactly the right words and saying all this other stuff. And I think the most important thing there is to probably make sure that it's 30 seconds or less.
Mm-hmm.
Because, listen, I just take a very cynical view of the world sometimes, and I say people won't be listening much after that anyway.
Right.
I mean, it's just, you know, this is it's for a purpose, and to be able to create that. So, all right, great job on the quick story. Now let's go to the short story. All right, and just to set it up so everybody sort of knows the difference, this is really a two-minute story, and I would say, you know, 2 minutes max here, okay? Let's try to target it into something that is, in fact, short, because I think you mentioned it earlier. We've all been, we've all witnessed someone giving their testimonial, if you will, or their story that really seems to drag on and on and on and on. And listen, you know, you get a little bit more leeway with other distributors because we all have an interest in, I think the most interesting thing of all in Shackley is the stories of the people that are building it. I absolutely love to hear people's stories because I think it resonates with me, and it also reminds me of others who, you know what, oh, doggone it, I haven't talked to them yet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay, so I'm a guy that loves to hear stories. However, I also love to hear sort of a method to the madness so that there's not, and I talk to myself as much as anybody else here, there's not a 20-minute rambling of sort of a bunch of so whats.
Right.
Okay, so we've got the idea of the short picture, of the short story. You want to build that for us and tell me what and how you're building with your team? Because I know your team does such a great job of explaining that short story. Just give us a little outline about that.
Absolutely. When we look at the two-minute story, what I always tell people, this is going to be your introduction at the beginning of an event.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ever standing up in front of a Shackley crowd and you're doing some type of training or testimonial or something, you're going to give your two-minute story. And even in a one-on-one setting, you want to let people know why you got involved. And we tell people to break it down into 2 minutes. So 1 minute on the products. How did you get introduced to the products? What drew you into Shackley? What were you excited about? What are you excited about now in relation to the product side? And the business side is 1 minute as well. So what drew you into the business? Why were you intrigued with the opportunity? Why are you building a business? And you want to have things peppered throughout that might be of interest to someone else. So if you're interested in earning income, what are some of the potentials for the income? You know, not just that, hey, I wanted to make some extra money, but maybe put some numbers in there. You know, I heard that people in Shackley could earn anywhere from, you know, $50 a month to $10,000 a month, and that intrigued me because I knew that would change my life. So that you can give some people some things that maybe would be of interest to them that they might grab onto and ask some questions about later. I tell people it's like dangling carrots out there. You want to say just enough and not too much, because when you say just enough, they're sort of hanging on. They want more. They want more information. And that's exactly where you want people to be when you finish your two-minute story, that they want you to talk more instead of them thinking, oh, my gosh, I can't wait to get out of here. this is going on too long. So 1 minute on the product side, 1 minute on the business side, that's just how we've always done it, Pat, in our organization. And I know that there's a lot of different methods, and so I'm sure that you use some different techniques with your group, and I'd love to hear those as well.
Well, I love that. We usually, what we do is we basically say, you know, it's your story. The 2 minutes is the most important, and have a little bit of a game plan to it. I love how you break it down into 1 minute product, 1 minute business. I would wholeheartedly recommend that. Our little bit of a change or a little bit of a shift to that, it's sort of a twist on it, I guess, is to look at it and say, okay, get prepared, get organized, and then memorize. That's sort of the idea of it. And it should incorporate at least a front end and a back end. And that front end is how it is that you got started, because that little introduction message about how you got started, whether it be with the product or the business, okay, is, in fact, important, because there's going to be a group of people that resonate with that and relate to it, and to be able to say, oh, okay, it wasn't anything fancy. I mean, you stumbled across the guy who was really nervous, who shared with you a bad photocopy of something, right? And
right. And
all of a sudden people are like, oh, me, I could do that. And this is the one thing we asked to implement in either side, both the front side or the back side of the two-minute introduction, and that is as many Me Too moments as you can. You're always trying to get people, if you think about a conversation, gang, you're always trying to get people to say to themselves, hey, me too. Mm-hmm. Me too. Me too. I love Janice Rosace. She says, I wanted to stay home with my kids. Because there's a bunch of people out there saying, oh, me too.
Right.
Instead of having them respond to you when you're talking to them, instead of having them respond, so what?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's me too versus so what. And a so what statement would be like, oh, man, I got into this business and I was able to go out and make $10,000 a month. So what?
Right.
So what? It doesn't resonate with them. So we asked people to put in some Me Too things, and Me Too things were, you know, I was looking for a way to create some extra time freedom. You know, I was looking for a way that I didn't have to answer to my boss. I was looking for a way to protect myself. I didn't want to be in a position, for me personally, I didn't want to be in a position that my dad was in, who got let go from a company he had worked for a long time. All right, so when I say that, I'm hopeful people would sit there and say, oh, yeah, you know what, me too. I don't want to get laid off either. So that first part is how you got introduced to Shackley. And then your second part is what you're excited about. See, so I break it down into how you got started and what you're excited about. I love the product, business, and then how you got started, how you got introduced, and what you're excited about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's sort of the same thing, just a little different, right?
It is. And, you know, something I think that we end up incorporating all those pieces in all the stories, because that's what people end up sharing. They end up sharing how they got involved on the product side and on the business side, usually, at least the ones I hear.
Exactly. I totally agree. Or they got in one way, and what they found is that the other way really excited them. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I ask them at the end, on their second part, I say, just tell everybody what you're excited about. What does the future look like for you and through your eyes? And what kind of results are you trying to get after? I'm doing this business because I really wanted to stay home with my kids, and I am, you know, I'm on my way, or I've made it, or whatever it might be, or I'm trying to find three other people to do the same thing, or whatever it might be, and I'm just so excited about the trip that's coming up, about the car opportunity that they've got. I don't know. I don't know what someone's so excited about. And the last thing, and this is where I think people get the misconception. I don't want to tell you what to say, because when I tell you what to say, you're going to have to fake your excitement.
Right.
As soon as you fake your excitement, gang, there is no excitement. There is no such thing as fake excitement. You're either excited or you're not,
mm-hmm.
and people read that. So, listen, figure out what you're excited about, and then passionately put it into your story and write it down, memorize it, and then you're able to pull it out and share it willingly, freely, mm-hmm. without too much apprehension. There's always going to be those little butterflies and things like that. But here's the thing, Jen. I think there's nothing more impressive than getting together with a group of people and going around the room or the get-together. We like to do it at the fire pit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we ask them to give their two-minute story.
Right.
And it is powerful. I just love that. I think that's a great way to start a meeting, don't you?
Oh, it's a like you just said, it's powerful because everybody has a different reason. Everybody has a different story. And a lot of times when I'm sitting there listening to the stories, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I love that part about Shackley, too. And, oh, yeah, that's right. I love that part, too. Even though my story is very unique to me, there are so many wonderful things about this opportunity. And everybody has a different portion or a different part of it that they're just passionate about. And, you know, you said something very important before, too, that you can't fake your excitement. You don't want to try and take Pat's story or Jen's story or anybody else's story. It needs to be your unique story because that's where your passion comes from. That's where your heart comes from or comes into the story where you can really speak and be very genuine. And people feel that. And I've been in front of people when they're sharing their two-minute story, and I've been crying before.
Yeah.
So there's some powerful, powerful stories and powerful whys for why people are building this business that really move you. And that can't be faked. So I encourage you, get your story down exactly like what Pat was saying, and then I challenge you to keep it under 2 minutes. You know, we say it's a two-minute story, and I sort of say, you know, 1 minute on one piece and 1 minute on the other. I've told people so many times in my meetings, do not go over. No matter what, the most important thing is that it's under 2 minutes, because really if it keeps going on and on and on, the minute you just start going on and on and on, you're going to lose people, and you want to keep them interested and excited. And then you need to be able to keep your passion and your excitement level high too. So keep it to 2 minutes.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, this is such a great and fun topic. We could go on and on because the emotion that's created by people's stories, I don't care what quality of speaker you think you are. Okay, I don't care how. Give me the greatest speakers on earth, all right, and put them in front of a group, and I tell you, line them up against somebody telling a two-minute story that effectively has moved them in some form or fashion, and the greatest speakers in the world lose.
Right.
There's nothing that will move people emotionally and to action than hearing someone's story that is emotional to them. And you share in that, and no one can share that kind of story other than that person. So it's so powerful, and it has such big ripple effects, because I can't tell you how many times I've used someone else's story because I met someone that the story matched.
Right.
I gladly do this. I borrow your story all the time. When I meet someone who has a similar background, I say, you know what? I know a dynamite lady in Chicago who was in a very similar situation to you, and she has absolutely blown the doors off of our business and is just an incredibly nice person, too. And so I have the ability to utilize stories that I've heard, right, and utilize those for my business. Now, here's what Shackley is doing from a recording perspective, is that Joan and the people in the video department, wonderful, awesome group of people, are out there saying, hey, they're throwing a camera in our face going, hey, give me your two-minute story.
Right.
And, you know, some people do it well, and some people are sort of freaked out about that a little bit. And I got to tell you, if there was one thing I would love to see more of, because I don't think you can ever get enough of it, I would love to see Shackley put out 1,000 two-minute stories.
Oh, I agree.
That we could hear.
Oh, they'd be awesome, wouldn't they? I mean, I could just think about it right now. I know so many stories that I'd love to hear over and over again.
Oh, no doubt about it. And what we got to do, and here's the thing, it's not just from the people that have been engaged in the business for a long time. I think some of the most passionate, some of the most powerful and effective stories are people that are just entering into our business and have very limited experience in Shackley, but are at that point where they have got this willingness and desire to learn and to share and to expand their business to others, which is what our business is all about,
right,
is to reaching out to those new people. So this is for everybody. It's not just for those of us who are seasoned veterans or whatever. It is for the newest of people to go out and make sure that you build your quick story and you build your short story. I don't know, take some of the ideas that Jennifer and I've had, or maybe some buddy up in your upline has given you, or that you've heard, and incorporate them and stay to a little bit of a time frame, because we think that's important, and then be ready to share. You know, we're coming up on Washington, D.C., Jen. I would give everybody a challenge to do this. You know, as we get towards D.C. and we're all pulling together and people are fired up and it's going to be an absolutely awesome conference together, I really think we should all be ready with our two-minute story and invite those video cameras that are running around. Invite them to come over, and you give them your two-minute pitch. We need to hear that. We need to hear where it is you came from, what you're excited about, and what might be the trigger to be able to introduce this incredible opportunity to new people, because that's what we're here for.
And what a great idea, Pat. We've got 3 months plus a few days in there that we can work on those stories. People can plan it. They can prepare, organize, memorize, and get ready to go out and share it. And I would encourage everybody to be ready for the conference and ready for those cameras and have your team prepared as well.
Yeah, I love it. And you know what? Here's the cool thing, Jen. The most fun about the whole deal are the outtakes of when we screw up.
I know.
I mean, so what? It's just us. We're at the family reunion in D.C., for Pete's sake. You can't really mess it up too bad. We can start over.
Right. So, hi, my name's Pat Hintz. Oh, wait. No, I'm Jennifer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to start mine with – hopefully I won't start mine with I used to be a stay-at-home mom. But anyway, hey, listen, this has been awesome. I really, really appreciate you getting together with us and sharing your time and your passion, and all of us say congratulations on all the success that you're having, your team's having. It's really a lot of fun to see. And so I guess until next time, unless you have anything else to add, until next time, we will call this a wrap and encourage everybody to get out there and build your story. See what happens.
I agree, Pat. It's been awesome working with you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jen. See you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The average annual income in 2009 for the business leader ranks ranged from $10,629 for directors to $598,037 for presidential master coordinators. Average annual income for each rank is calculated monthly based on information reported on Form 1099-MISC for all U.S. business leaders who achieved the rank that month. The sum of these monthly averages is the figure reported. Results will vary with effort. Shackley Corporation does not guarantee that any particular income level will be achieved.